Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki is a leading career development expert, author of a number of books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-workers, and Other Office Idiots. Does that sound like your place of business, your place of work? 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's still working on me and my etiquette. Like Live Like a Millionaire is another one of her books. She's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
So there are two things that happen when we put people together in a workplace who are familiar with each other, like especially when they're friends. And the other one is family. But let's talk about the friends first.
Okay.
What do you think about hiring friends?
Okay. I feel like while it's tempting to do it because you know the person really well, mm-hmm. and also you would be helping the person, presumably, right, because they're looking for a job, I actually think it can have some unbelievably bad consequences. And I would say don't do it.
Well, there are two kinds of hiring friends, right?
I'm
the boss and I'm hiring you as my friend.
Yes.
Or I'm the boss and you have a friend that you recommended I hire.
Right. Okay, so I'm talking about the first example.
Right, okay.
Been friends, let's say, you know, you've known this guy for 10 years, you know, you're golf buddies or whatever, you know him. I would mm-hmm. say you don't want to hire mm-hmm. a friend to work for you at your office, directly work for you at your office or with you at the office. I think it's a really bad idea.
I think it is low percentage that it'll work out. I agree with you.
Something is going to happen.
Well, here's what you have to remember.
The dynamic.
Remember this. What's the old saw that you can't be your employee's friend? If you're going to manage people and be successful, you need to be their leader, not their friend, right?
Yeah, I think that's true, but I also think that there are a lot of issues. Like, I feel that the criteria for friendship is actually usually broader than the criteria of what it takes to be a good worker at
mm-hmm.
a place.
That's a good point.
You know, and so you could be friends with somebody, but you actually do not know how they are to work with in business. And now you're in a situation where it's really difficult to have, suddenly you've drawn a line and they have to, let's say they have to look up to you and you are the authority. That can be very taxing
yeah.
on a friendship.
Mm-hmm. No
you
question about it.
You were equals before, now you're their boss.
I have seen it happen successfully, but it's a rare situation when it does. And the other thing, you know, there's another thing that you've heard all of our lives, right? Familiarity breeds contempt. And so when two guys, for example, are real good friends, they put up with each other's shortcomings, right? That's what friends do.
That's what you do.
And you tease each other, and maybe you're even brutally frank with them about different
right.
things. That's what friends do, right?
Right.
What if you put the employer role on, as you've been saying? You can't have that, can you?
You can't. A lot of times, you know, a boss, a really good boss, might withhold certain information from his or her employees, you know? Like, for example, if a client is, you know, very, very upset or whatever over some work, I mean, there's certain things that they filter out so that the people who work for them can be more productive.
Right.
You don't want morale to crash, you know, all around you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things. I mean, you want a transparent organization, but there's certain things you hold back, you withhold from people. That is going to be very difficult to do if there's a really good buddy of yours working with you.
Well, yeah, and especially with the morale of the other people. If you're a friend is an employee of with everybody else all week long, and then your friend is barbecuing with you on the weekend, all of a sudden, then the other employees are wondering what's going on, you know?
Right. And the other thing is, everybody else in the organization will look at the two of you as if you are an alliance. And a lot of times it might start that way, that you are allied, but then something will happen, you know? Inevitably, something will happen where your friend will disappoint you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's a very bizarre dynamic. Everybody
or
looks at you as allies, you're not.
Or you'll disappoint them.
Or you disappoint them.
Yeah. Let me tell you where I've seen this work. I've been scratching my head trying to remember where I've seen this work. I've seen this work in very, very small organizations.
Right.
And mostly among women.
Ah, interesting.
Not men. Where I've seen this work have been where the one friend owned the business. It was a small organization. The friend was the only employee.
Right.
Maybe there was only a couple of three employees, but the employee friend had all they wanted was a job, and they liked working for their friend. And after they got off work, they did all the other stuff.
Right.
And women are able to. I think women are able to separate those things maybe more than men are.
Huh.
But it was but only in a very small organization.
Yeah, I guess if it's something like it's like less than three people, yeah, maybe it could work. But I feel it's still, you know,
it's still low percentage.
Take a step back and think about, do you really, really, really want to work with this person? And the other thing is, friendships, a lot of times, you know, you might see the person maybe a couple times of a month and you feel like you really know them, but you are going to see that person every single day.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I agree with you. It's low percentage. It doesn't work most of the time. And so if you're going to do it though, I think what you got to do is go into it saying, okay, at the moment we see that this is hurting our friendship, let's end it.
End what, the friendship?
No, the business part. You'd have to say okay, what do I value more, my job or my friend?
I think that everybody would probably say they value their job more.
Yeah, well, then therein lies the problem that you're bringing to the table,
right?
That
is a problem.
Yeah. Vicky, I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. It's Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right, so check it out. All your books are there?
Yes.
And all your articles, all the great articles she writes.
All the stuff is there. All the stuff. Great resource for people.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. Check it out, Vicky, Oliver.com. Quick break. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.